political purposes against the DPRK. From this perspective, I wish to highlight the following. Cooperation with the United Nations human rights mechanisms. Mr. Vice President, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is proposing, is making constructive proposals and initiatives alone or in association with others, and seriously engaging in the deliberations in the United Nations human rights mechanisms, including this council on one hand, and on the other hand, it is also seriously and sincerely responding to the questionnaire and comments raised by treaty monitoring bodies, working groups, special procedures, including the thematic mandates, as well as the OHCHR, followed by close collaborations with them. And this process of cooperation will continue. Now I turn to the international human rights instruments. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, as a party to several core international human rights instruments, has been faithful to its treaty obligations. Under the leadership of the National Committee for Implementation of the International Human Rights Instruments, several ministries and other state organizations have been carrying out concluding observations and recommendations. And also, in particular, we are now preparing for the upcoming consideration of the DPRK's initial report on the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, expected in August 2025. As for the treaties and optional protocols to which the DPRK is not yet a party, a series of serious consultations are underway for possible ratification or accession. Now I turn to the UPR recommendations. We believe UPR to be an effective mechanism to achieve genuine promotion and protection of human rights through constructive dialogue. And with this in mind, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has been taking an active and sincere part in the UPR process, and making every effort to carefully consider and faithfully implement the recommendations that we have accepted. We shall continue to do so. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This concludes our deliberation. I think the statements of my delegation have been helpful in promoting correct understanding of the human rights policies and situation of the DPRK. Mr. Vice President, distinguished representatives, the delegation of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is pleased with the successful review today. I'd like to express my appreciation to Mr. Vice President, as well as to the Secretariat, and also members of Troika for their contribution.